She's a wonderful woman of God. It's very funny. The day that we met was the day that I found out I was being ordained a deacon. As I was sweeping the floor in the basement of the old church on Eitmiller, she was talking to Apostle about being her covering. And Apostle turned and said, "Oh, by the way, this is our first deacon." I looked around the room and I said, "Who is she talking about? Because I'm the only other person here." And I knew nothing about it. But glory be to God. Since that day, it has been an honor to serve with this woman of God. Beyond serving with her, it's been a blessing to be invited into her family. Her sons have become my brothers. We are family. It's such an awesome opportunity and a wonderful feeling when she speaks over my wife and I, and says, "That's my son and my daughter." So I am blessed, honored to introduce to you, to present, because you all know her very well. I don't think it's a person online that hasn't heard her voice before, but it is my honor to present to you, Pastor Marguerite Campbell Brinkley.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Good morning again to all. It's been a while since I've been before you, and I am truly honored for the opportunity to share with you some thoughts that have been woven together over the last few weeks. In the beginning, it may seem like this message doesn't have any cohesiveness to it, but stick with me as I present the four P's, as in the letter P for Paul. The four P's are patience, perspective, prayer, and power. I like to use for a subtopic power. Let us pray. Holy God, I come before you humbly as and aware that I am nothing without you. By the power of your Holy Spirit, empower me and let the words of my mouth do some good and be a blessing to your people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, what is patience? That's the word that I'm going to begin with. What is patience? Patience is the quality of forbearance and self-control, which shows itself particularly in a willingness to wait upon God and His will. Believers are called upon to be patient in their expectations of God's actions and in their relationships with one another. The power of patience is so vitally important. And in James 5, 7 through 11, it speaks to the reality that we all live in a world and society that has no patience. Yes, I have occasionally been caught off guard when it comes to having patience. I have occasionally sucked my teeth and huffed and puffed because things are not happening fast enough or people are not moving fast enough. When Jesus told the apostles, Mary and his brothers, to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit, they had no idea how long they had to wait. There are many references in the Bible that tell us to wait, and there are over 30 verses that speak specifically about being patient. James places emphasis on the word virtue. He says, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and late rains. You also be patient." Twice in these two verses, God commands us to be patient, which is not at all easy for many of us. I think about the seasons in my life when I have waited for God to give me a clear sign that He hears my plea, my lament, only to become aware later that God had already moved in mysterious ways, answering my prayer requests. I did not hear it or see it because I was too busy trying to resolve the issue on my own. Have you ever gone to the mall and walked past an ear-piercing stand? The first thing you see is the sign that reads, "Ears pierced while you wait." What? Really? Like there's any other way. You must wait because there's usually a line with somebody getting their ears pierced, their nose pierced, their tongue pierced, their lips pierced, their belly pierced, and I'll leave it at that. But we have to wait. I am often appalled when someone comes from, and I know we've all experienced this, come from the far left-hand lane of the road, crosses over in front of me, and makes a right-hand turn without stopping to make sure that it's safe to do so. What is even more mind-boggling is when people drive through the red light only to meet me at the next red light. The only thing I can do is throw my hands up and look at how stupid that was and how serious this matter really is. This is why I encourage you and I encourage myself to slow down when you get to that light. When the light changes to green, do not be in such a hurry to go through it because your life may be at stake because people are not patient. James conveys that we should exercise patience in times of severe stress and affliction. He states, even if the result isn't what you expect, keep on waiting because God does answer prayers. Patience is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Without it, we are like the house that clearly was not standing on the solid rock of God. It was standing on sinking sand, and every time we lose patience, we sink and may cause some kind of adversity. Let us wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'd like to move to the power perspective. Listen to this, Brother Mark, my son, listen to this. The power perspective challenges us to look beyond our own selfish needs, which often causes us to live a life of destruction, dysfunction, and discomfort. Watch this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul lived in dangerous times. Life was exceedingly difficult for the Corinthian Christians. Temptation and trials threatened them. Discouragement and depression were reoccurring for problems for them and even for us. In the midst of it all, Paul had great confidence. This confidence was not based on who he was, but on whose he was. It was evident in his bold living and perspective. God is calling all of us to a new perspective regarding our decisions, trials, and tribulations. It would also benefit us to have an apostolic perspective. What does apostolic mean? Apostolic means that we walk in the ways and teachings of Jesus Christ, the way the apostles did. In other words, to be apostolic is to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. An apostolic perspective allows us to make decisions based on God's purposes, plans, and praise. I thank God that when the people of God at New Vision walk in the office of an apostolic, it gives each of us perspective and power so that the church can fulfill and accomplish the Great Commission. Living an apostolic life for Jesus helps us to prioritize our thoughts and our visions. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorn and shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The power of perspective leads us to empathy. It guides us to see in the bigger picture of our lives. Its primary principle helps us to understand how the power of God molds us and shapes us and gives us clarity. The power of God directs us to be better Christians in our relationships. Now, watch this. Our platonic relationships, romantic relationships, codependent relationships, casual relationships, open relationships, and toxic relationships. I'm probably stepping on somebody's toes. And if you don't know what each one of these mean, I invite you to look them up. We must be careful how we approach each relationship. We need to ask, what are we doing when it comes to relationships that we find ourselves in? The power of God directs us in church relationships, business relationships, as well as every aspect of our lives. I want us to move to the power of prayer. The power of prayer encourages Christians to cling to the will of God. Matthew 6, 9 through 13 speaks to the fact that we need to seek forgiveness, seek God's help in all situations so that we can avoid the temptation to do wrong. The temptation to do wrong. In prayer, we are asking God for protection against Satan, against the accuser. It is crazy and sometimes disheartening that too often we put our busy lives and schedules before prayer. Jesus prayed often, and he encourages us to continue. He encourages to pray daily. He continues to tell us to pray, pray without ceasing. The power of prayer gives us freedom. Freedom to pray prayers of praise and confession, prayers of supplication and forgiveness, prayers of thanksgiving, and prayers of intercession. As I was finalizing my sermon and looking for a song on the internet, I came across a church that placed this online, and I'm placing New Vision's name in place of their name. And I'm saying this, people of God, people of God, pray that God will arise in the thunder of his power and scatter every warfare assigned against New Vision for life. Pray that every hidden enemy of New Vision for life will be disgraced. Pray that the church will follow its unique calling to fulfill God's purpose for it as a church. Pray that the blood of Jesus will laminate your life. Pray that the voice of sickness speaking against your life will be silence. I found the song and I won't even dare try to sing it. I love to sing, but I sing in the shower. I sing in the bedroom with my door closed. I sing in the car. I used to sing with a choir. I used to sing a solo, but I feel like that voice I don't have anymore. So I will not sing. But I want you to listen to the words from Tara Wells' song, which gives us another perspective on why we should pray. The lyrics are, people hurting, people broken, beat down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive, show some love and heal the past that binds the wounds we think will never go away? Well, what if we could be a people on our knees at one before the king? Cause we believe all the world starts changing when the church starts praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison's walls start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, when we pray, oh, I see revival rising. I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith because we will be a people on our knees as one before the king because we believe, hey, all the world starts changing when the church starts praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking at the sound of praise and nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, when we pray, oh, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done. The power of prayer has been used in the Old Testament to represent many Hebrew terms, such as spiritual power. Spiritual power deals with your inner strength. There are three types of spiritual power. Spiritual power deals with your inner strength. The first one is the power of faith, which is the belief in God helping us overcome sin and achieve our goals. The second one is the power of Holy Spirit, which is the power of God working through believers to be witnesses of the gospel and expand the kingdom of God. And the third one is the power of authority, which is given to us through Holy Spirit. The final P that I want to share with you is the power of power. The word power expresses might, strength, and force. If you have been watching Simone Biles, you have witnessed how powerful she is when she runs or moves across the floor, jumps and leaps in the air, or flies across on a horse. I tell you what, I wouldn't dare try to run. I wouldn't dare try to jump. I wouldn't dare try to fly. I wouldn't dare try to jump because I probably would break a bone. But you see, she does this with all might and with strength and power. When she hits the floor, spirit goes boom. She does this with a lot of strength and a lot of power. She has trained and prayed for days, months, and years to obtain the mighty power and strength that is in her body. We must train ourselves to be intentional about using the strengths that God has blessed us with. God gives us the power and the strength to overcome everyday obstacles and make good decisions about our health, our mental state, and our physical being. Hang in there. I'm almost done. But I want to highlight health. I want to highlight mental being and physical being. A healthy mind includes emotional, psychological, and social well-being. Your health affects how you think, feel, and act. Let's look at mental state. Mental state is perception. Listen to the words: bodily awareness, thought, belief, desire, motivation, intention, deliberation, decision, pleasure, emotion, mood, imagination, and memory. Physical mind is that part of the mind that is concerned with physical things only. It depends on the sense of mind. Sense of mind is the ability to remain calm and take quick, sensible actions. It sees only objects externally. The power of power. God's power gives us the power to overcome and accomplish all things. Sometimes I guess we feel like we just don't have the power to keep moving. We don't have the strength to keep moving. Our bodies are in pain. Our minds are tired. We are tired of the issues that often impact our lives. We're just plain tired, sick and tired of everything. But God gives us the power to overcome and accomplish all the things that impact our lives. Listen to this. I'm not interested in power for power's sake, but I'm interested in power that is moral, that is right, and that is good, says Martin Luther King Jr. Power really is a test of character in the hands of a person of integrity. It is of tremendous benefit. In the hands of a tyrant, it causes terrible destruction, says John C. Maxwell. Power comes through the word of God. It comes through the cross and the power of God's presence. I want us to keep reflecting on the four P's: patience, perspective, prayer, and power. I don't know about you today, but I believe that God has given each and every one of us the power to accomplish anything that God has placed before us. It might be a job that you don't like, but you can accomplish it. It might be somebody in your home that's not doing what God would want them to do. The only thing that you should continue to do is just pray for them, because God gives you the power to do that. I invite you today to look at those four P's and evaluate where you stand and what God is calling you to be and what God is calling you to do. I close with this prayer from Psalm 23:5-6, and it's coming from the Message Bible. You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head, my cup brimmed with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. You are in the house of God. And know that God keeps blessing you no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, no matter what people are saying about you, no matter what discouragements, what complaints, what anything, you are still in God's house. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
That awesome word. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Thank
the,
you.
Peace, the power of patience, Ooh. Power of perspective, power of prayer, and power of power. Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
That was a word that's going to get me through the week. So thank
Amen.
You. Yes. Thank you so much for that.
I was just in awe that Mark read, Elder Mark read 2 Corinthians 4, and I went, wow, thank you, Lord. So thank you.
What's amazing this morning when I was looking for the scripture, And I was the app that I told you guys about, Shut Up Devil. It gives you can set reminders, and I set a reminder to read. And this morning I was like, well, what subject have I not looked at on Shut Up Devil to read? And it was discouragement. So as I was scrolling through, I got to Second Corinthians, and I saw about being weary and not, and, you know, and not being defeated and knocked down, but not destroyed. As I was reading, and I was like, wow, this is a perfect scripture to share. And at the same time, I said, I wonder, will this be in line with the word of God this morning? Will it be in line? And to God be the glory, right there in line. So, amen.
Amen. Amen.
The power of the Spirit moving. So, as always, and even in line with the songs that Minister Kyle always plays, it's just awesome when you see the work of God, how it's just, you said it, even the words you even used earlier in your sermon, the cohesiveness of the word. How God moves is a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Well, at this time,